You're listening to Left Out on WRCT 88.3 FM. Left Out presents news and opinions from a perspective left out of the mainstream media. I'm Robert Harper, and my co-host is Danny Slater. And today's program is produced, as usual, by Jay Thurber. Well, listeners are welcome to call us at 412-621-9728 or 268-9728 on campus, or you can send electronic mail to bob@leftout.info if you want to contact us. First things is to mention, as you probably all know, today is the Pennsylvania primary, and so we would encourage you all to vote and go to your polling place. I think for many races, depending on whether you're registered with a party and which party you're registered with, it may be not that significant a race, but if you're a Republican, you can decide whether you want to have Pat Toomey, or Arlen Specter as the candidate for Senate. Speaking from the left, I would say, not sure which one I prefer. Neither, but probably it's better for my own interests anyway if Toomey were elected, because it should be easy to. Should be much easier to defeat a loon like him. So that's the first thing. And second,
I wanted to mention one other thing about the election. Ahead, yeah. There is a ballot initiative. It's a bond issue to raise money for to pay for the work on the new or improving the sewage system in the city of Pittsburgh. And I would advocate voting for that. Something that the city needs to really work on. And it's a topic that we'd like to take up in a future edition of Left Out, since most people really don't know very much about. The problems in our sewage system. There was an article in the Post-Gazette by Jared Cohen, CMU's president, advocating that we vote for the bond issue.
So that's good. Thanks for reminding me. That's a good another good reason to go and vote. Make sure you vote. So the other announcement before we get started today is that later in the hour at around 6:30 or so, we're expecting to have as a guest Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio, who, as you all know, I'm sure, is running for president, the Democratic Party nomination to be the candidate for president. And he will be calling us, and listeners are very welcome to call in and talk to Congressman Kucinich if you wish. So again, the number is 412-621-9728 for the call-in. You can send electronic mail to bob@leftout.info.
So locally, there was a rather nice result in the city council yesterday. On Monday, the city council passed a resolution to protect the civil liberties in the city. Pittsburgh joins about 300 other communities around the country that have passed similar resolutions against the USA Patriot Act. And I'm reading now from a quote from the PittsburghIndyMedia.org. It says, among other things, the resolution requests that the mayor direct Pittsburgh's police department to refrain from establishing general surveillance networks, conducting surveillance of individuals or groups based on their participation in First Amendment activities, using racial profiling, collecting information about the political, social, religious views, associations, or activities of individuals and groups, or encouraging members of the general public to spy on their neighbors. So this is a very nice thing that I'm very proud of Pittsburgh for having passed this resolution, although it looks like it's just a kind of a recommendation to the mayor to direct the police department. I don't think doesn't look like it has any actual legal clout.
I see. So it's just a sense of the council?
It seems to be what it is.
I see. Yeah, that was one of my questions. I was wondering whether this is some sort of something that will go in the city code as a law, or what does it actually mean?
Let's see. So another little item that I wanted to just mention, I noticed I was watching the PBS NewsHour yesterday. They had a guy named Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, and he was interviewed yesterday on the NewsHour. He was quoting lots and lots of statistics where they interviewed people and asked them all kinds of questions. And one of the statistics that struck me was 53% of the American people want the U.S. to keep troops in Iraq. And this was interpreted as a strong support for the war effort. But that strikes me as pretty weak support. In fact, that means that 47% want the U.S. to pull its troops out of Iraq, and that's a really, really high number of people who are against the war, especially considering pretty much constant bombardment of opinions by everybody that, you know, the U.S. has to stay the course and that this war was necessary and that this war, is a war against terrorism. So with, it's encouraging that that larger percentage was actually against it. One of the funny things, though, is the way they interpreted it, and the statistic was that, wow, the U.S. is still supporting it, which struck me as a little odd way of interpreting that.
Who's they? You mean the Pew Research Center?
Yeah, the I think it was Gwen Ifill and Andrew Kohut who were discussing this on the NewsHour.
Yeah, it's been it's really incredible the way in which the news items, particularly related to the war, but certainly a lot of other topics as well, are twisted, you know, all in one direction. I mean, the only thing you ever hear is the amount of people who are supporting the war, and you get a 53% level of support being regarded as some remarkable groundswell of support for the U.S. to keep its troops in Iraq. Also, there's the question of what exactly does that mean? I mean, suppose you were being called up on the phone and they asked you, should we keep troops in Iraq? I mean, it's a little bit hard to answer that, right? Because it depends on a lot of things. It depends on,
yeah.
As opposed to what? And
well, they didn't actually state what the question precisely was they asked the people. So I'm kind of... and there's no transcript or information that I found on the web, although I probably could look for it.
What's remarkable about this is the constant drumbeat from the right-wing media in support of the war that's been going on for years now, and yet only 53% of the people seem to support it. That also combined with the fact that I'm looking for the recent statistics, there was another survey done about the shocking degree of ignorance of the American public about the facts of the 9/11 attacks and the circumstances of the war in Iraq. So even given all of these things with this hugely successful disinformation campaign, we still only have 53% level of support.
Yeah.
I would consider that to be really embarrassing for the aims of the administration. I think we have a telephone caller. So, caller, you're welcome to Left Out.
Hi, thanks. This is Elaine.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, if the question was, do you support troops being in Iraq or do you want them pulled out, that's really not a question about war. There are plenty of people who are liberal who think that we should still leave troops there because we bombed the heck out of that country and took their leader away, and it's mass chaos right now. And to just exit out and not make sure that we don't leave that country at least in the state we found it is a problem, and that's a problem that America caused.
Yeah, that's a really very good point, and that was what I was getting at when saying I don't know how I would answer the question when it's asked so, you know, so simplistically.
Well, Elaine, do you think that I must be misremembering or misquoting it? That 53% of the American people want the U.S. troops in Iraq? Do you think that?
Maybe I'm misquoting there.
That. Go ahead.
I haven't seen the statistic, but I mean, if the question was directly about war, then 53% is a majority, and if the survey was done well and you don't have bias in who got to answer, then I would say, yeah, the country supports war.
Mm-hmm.
By slim margin.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention is the polls close at 8 p.m., which might be useful to listeners.
So that'll be great, yes. Yeah. Good, thanks for pointing that out. And again, we can encourage everyone to go and vote.
Did you vote yourself?
I'm on my way.
Okay. So this question, though, about pulling the troops out, this is a question that I want to ask Dennis Kucinich when he calls us, because he's strongly in favor of withdrawing troops for Iraq, and I'm curious what his detailed plan is. So
okay.
we'll try to be sure to ask him that later on.
When he calls, will you ask him a question for me?
Sure, I'll try to remember too.
I'm wondering why he's still running even though Kerry has the electoral vote.
Well, that's a question that I was actually thinking I wouldn't ask him.
Okay.
And the reason being is I was sort of like to concentrate on the issues, but because
okay.
I think that's really his role. But I will ask him, and I imagine his answer is going to be something like, because he cares about the issues. Because this is one thing that characterizes Kucinich is he doesn't seem to be a political game player very much, for better or worse.
Well, I think we should all get behind Kerry if we are Democrats.
Good. Anyway, first of all, vote, and thank you for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. And we have another caller, please. Hello, caller. Welcome to Left Out.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Left Out.
Yeah. You were talking about alternative news sources and where someone could hear non-traditional comments. And there are a couple channels that I've been watching recently, and anyone out there who gets DirecTV would have access to them, probably. There's Link TV and News World International.
Huh.
The latter is a Canadian cable channel or satellite channel, and they have some very good coverage of Middle East issues and a Canadian perspective on the war in Iraq and on terrorism. And some of their coverage of the war in Iraq is quite interesting. You know, there's not a presumption that this is all a good idea and that things are going well. I think they do give a more balanced presentation of what's going on.
I see. I don't have DirecTV. I guess that's one of the satellite services?
Yeah.
I see. And is this a CBC production or Canadian Broadcasting, or is it a
I'm not sure, actually.
Thing? Oh, okay. I know I years ago, it's been really far too long ago, YEP used to have, what is the Canadian news program, nightly evening news program, somewhat comparable to All Things Considered.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's called, blessed, I've forgotten the name of it at the moment. Slipped my mind, but it's also a very good program.
I wanted to mention also, while we're talking about alternative news sources, that there's another station called Free Speech TV that you can get on Dish Network.
I see.
And Free Speech TV carries Democracy Now!, among other shows, many other shows, every day at 8 o'clock in the morning. And in fact, you can get that on local Pittsburgh cable every day at 8 o'clock on channel 20, PTV 21, I think it's called.
Okay.
It's the local public access, community access station. I'll put links on the leftout.info webpage for all of these things so that listeners, if they don't have a pencil right now, can go to our webpage and look up these alternative news sources on our website, which is leftout.info.
Right. And okay. I don't know if you've put in a plug for Air America.
Go ahead.
Well, Air America Radio has a wonderful and humorous political show from noon to 3, and
that would
you can
be
get it through satellite radio, but what I do is get it through the web. If you go to airamericaradio.com, you can get it, and just listen to it through your computer if you got one.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I don't think it's carried on any broadcast radio station here in the area, is it?
Right.
As far
we ought
as,
to start a movement
as I know.
To get that get it on the radio here in Pittsburgh. The show you're talking about is the one with the O'Reilly factor.
The
Franken
factor with
right.
Al Franken.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for reminding us of that, and thanks
sure.
for the info. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you. All right. Well, maybe we could take a brief break here, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you for listening. You can call us at 412-621-9728 or send email at bob@leftout.info.
All my money gone, and there ain't no more in sight. Money gone, and there ain't no more in sight. How'd you know I got to do something? Maybe that isn't not right. Blame me when all I got is pawn. Even you could not blame me when all I got is pawn. A no good woman mistreated me. She taken all my money and gone. Thank you. your tango. Everybody sing this song. Now this world is in a tango. Everybody singing this song. I ain't got a friend in the world, and all of my money gone. And I believe I am on my last round. And I believe I am on my last round. And all of my money gone, I feel myself pain.